Yeah. Okay. The last bracha of the Birchos HaShachar is Hamavir Shena. You have it in front of you. Hamavir Shena is a very interesting bracha. First of all, it talks about remove sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. So it helps us be more awake. Now, we already said a bracha that Hashem gives us koach. He gives strength to the weary. He gives us koach. But this bracha is saying not just that we have some strength. You know, when you go to sleep, you're very tired. You wake up, you have a little strength. You can move. But this is, Ma'avir Shena, I remove sleep and slumber that I'm wide awake and I'm going to get out there and accomplish. So this bracha is like the full bracha. This bracha is like the full bracha of... This bracha is the... Ho. Oh, it's... Oh. It's not... Wait. This is no one in the room?
No.
Is this sitting there?
No, one second.
We know what happened. Dolly Weinberg planted that back there because he wanted to sing a little more. That's what happened. That's staying on. Now let's go on. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Hamavir Shena. It's not just enough to have a little strength in the morning, but rather Hashem removes slumber from our eyes. We're going to get out there and accomplish. So we're thanking Hashem that, by the way, Ma'avir Shena, so they point out, this is like the opposite bracha, almost, of Hamapil. That's very good. If you look at the language, Hamapil is Hashem. Hamapil chav l'shen al einaj. No, Hashem, give me slumber and sleep. That's Hamapil, so it's beautiful. You go to sleep, thank you Hashem for helping me go to sleep and slumber and regaining my strength through the sleeping. And when you wake up, at the culmination of the Birchos HaShachar, thank you, Hashem, removing all the slumber and sleep. I'm going to get out there and accomplish. So it's a bracha. Now, then, okay, so that's the bracha of Ma'avir Shena. Not just that I have some koach to do something, but rather that Hashem removes all the leftover part of my sleep and slumber. Okay, now. Then there's this long tefillah. In the middle of this bracha, there's a bakasha. For example, I could say a bakasha now. Please don't ring again because I'm trying to give a shir. Anyway. Now listen, what's the bracha? This is amazing. This Birchot HaShachar is thanking Hashem for things. And then suddenly, we start asking Him for things. Here it's Omofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Targileinu Besorasecha. Accustom us to study your Torah. Dabkeinu Mitzvasecha. Attach us to your mitzvos. Al tivienu loli dechid v'lodi aver v'avon. Help us not do any averas. V'loli de nisayon. That we'll get to. Hashem, do not bring us to have challenges, nisayon. Harkakeinu me'odam ra, bring us far away from bad people, etc. And have us stay close to you. And every day, we should be b'chein b'chesed in your eyes. And then, sigmenach asem tovim, okay. So it's very interesting that we suddenly start saying all these tefillahs. What are we doing that for? Birchos HaShachar is thanking Hashem for things. And now suddenly, within the bracha, we're asking Hashem for everything. You got it? Okay. So the Mefarshim discussed that. So I'm just here in the art scroll on the Gemara. The Gemara talks about that. So it says... So he says that when a person... This is from the Sefer... The Mefarshim on the Siddur. When a person starts off well, his chances for future success are enhanced immeasurably, as the psukim say. Having thanked Hashem for giving us new life and health and vigor at the start of day, we pray that He provide us the conditions to serve Him and that He move impediments to His service. Oh, in other words, this is the pashup shot. We thank Hashem that we have wisdom and that we can see and that we have clothing and that we can walk. We thank Hashem that we're wide awake now. We have a new day. So you want to start your day right. And the way is to ask Hashem to help us serve Him well today. As the day starts, and we thank Hashem for all the basics. Now we say, Hashem, I'm starting my day. Hashem, please help me serve you well. Remove all the difficulties. Remove all the difficulties so I can serve you well. It's a perfect way to start your day. We're starting our day asking Hashem
to provide us with the good conditions to serve him well and remove any impediments in our service. That's why you say all these tefillos. Hashem, help me learn well and help me serve you well, and I shouldn't have nisyonos, because you want to start the day off right. You want to start the day off right, so you immediately say these tefillos. Okay, so that's point number one. Okay, point number two. This whole tefillah is interesting. We're asking Hashem to help us serve him well. Now wait a second. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything's in Hashem's hands except for your shamayim. So how you serve Hashem is up to you. You have bechira chafshis. So what's this whole idea of Hashem, you help me get more into learning Torah. You help me avoid averas. You help me that the Yetzer shouldn't control over me. What kind of tefillah is that? That's up to you. Either you avoid averas, or you don't avoid. You have bechira chafshis. That's a correct question. The answer is that part of our bechira chafshis is to ask Hashem for help. And if you ask Hashem for help, He helps you. This is a huge deal. We have to make good choices in life. And that's the challenge of the Yetzer Hara, to make good choices. One good choice I can make is to ask Hashem to help me. And if I ask Hashem to help me, He'll help me. And that becomes part of how I can make a good choice. So let's say you have a Nisayon coming up. So Nisayon's going to be there, a Nisayon that's going to happen. And it's iffy whether you're going to pass. You don't know. And now, then all life is nisyonos. That's what the Mitzvah Shrine says. Now, right now, you don't have the nisyon in front of you. So right now, when things are come, ask Hashem now to help you pass that nisyon later. And that becomes part of your bechira chafshis, and then you'll have a better chance of passing it later. Rav Nevensol has a long essay on this. I'm not going to read it. You should just know. It's in Hesichos Kebamidbar, pages 320 and 321. He says, tefillah, listen to this. Tefillah, it says, Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. All your actions are up to you. Tefillah is also up to you. Tefillah is up to you. What you daven for is up to you. So you're supposed to daven. We daven that we're healthy. We daven that Hashem gives us parnasa. We daven that our kids should be successful. And we daven that we should be successful. That's part of what I'm supposed to do. And that affects what's going to happen. He says, here's the sentence. This is an amazing sentence. B'schus ha'tfila Hashem mit arev b'bechira ha'chavshis umata osa letova. In the schus of davening, Hashem does get mixed up into your bechira ha'chavshis and helps you choose better. It's an amazing concept. It's not just, it's all in your hands. Do the best you can. That's true. But if you daven, you can get Hashem on your side. So then, you'll have a better chance of passing your test. This is a very deep, hashkafic concept. And Rav Nevensol brings lots of proofs for this. He brings lots of proofs that we, let's say, in the tefillah for our most, before Rosh Chodesh, what do we ask Hashem for? To give us Yirah Shemayim. What do you mean? Either you have it or you don't. No. Ask Hashem to help you have Yirah Shemayim, and you'll have more Yirah Shemayim. So this is a very subtle point. We have full Bechira Chafshis. Part of our Bechira Chafshis is to choose to do the right thing. That's what it is. Choosing to do the right thing includes davening for success. That's your Bechira, to daven for success. And then Hashem will help you succeed more. That's the whole assumption of this bracha, that we're asking Hashem to help us serve Him better. It's an amazing idea. Okay, that's another idea from this pasuk. Next, from this bracha. Then we say, Lo lidei nisayon. Hashem, I don't want to have tests. This is a huge deal. Tests are not good, because sometimes you don't pass them. That's just the way it is. You want to avoid the difficult tests. And you ask Hashem to help you avoid the difficult tests. People think, no, if I test myself and I pass, that shows I'm stronger. That's not our approach. If Hashem tests you and you pass, you are stronger. That's great. But you don't want to be tested, because sometimes you fail. So we have a tefillah, v'lo nidei nisayon. You don't want to have nisyonos. Obviously, you should try to avoid nisyonos in your life. Just one example, there are a million examples. It goes without saying that a person who has a computer or a smartphone has a filter. There's no reason at all why a person should give himself an extra 10,000 nisyonos a minute. There's no reason. It should be a given. If a person has a computer in the house, it shouldn't be like, well, yes or no. It should be a given that there's a filter on the computer, and that's what you have to do. A similar example is web clever. You know what web clever is? That somebody else can see where you're going. Somebody else sees where you're going on the computer. That's what young B'nai Torah should do. That's what medium B'nai Torah should do. That's what old B'nai Torah should do. Everyone should do that. You have a web clever that shows where you're going. Meaning that every site you go to, your Rebbe can check where you're going to, or somebody you know can check where you're going to. And if you go to a bad spot, then they send a message, hey, go look at what he's doing. And you're saying, what? That's strange. No, it's not. You want to help yourself. What? You fear your Rebbe more than you fear God? The answer is, for a lot of us, on a practical level, it's true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he's about to die. And his talmidim said, Rebbe, Mr. Sam, Rebbe, give me a bracha, they said. And he said, here's your bracha, that you should fear Hashem as much as you fear people. It's a Gemara in Brachos. Fear Hashem as much as you fear people. And the answer is, yeah. Imagine you're driving along and somebody cuts you off. You want to curse. But let's say Avina's sitting right there and you're driving them somewhere. You're not going to curse, maybe, because it's embarrassing to curse in front of the Rosh Hashiva. So that's how life is. When people think another person is watching, they act differently. So when you have a web chaver, then you know someone else is watching. So loli de nisayon, you dive into Hashem, you don't want to have nisyonos. You don't want to have, and then you should make choices to avoid the nisyonos. There are gemaras about this. When you're walking, there are two ways to walk. One way you walk, there's more pritzis. You walk, there's less pritzis. The Gemara says you're supposed to walk the way that's less pritzis. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to walk in the worst way and keep your head down. You're supposed to walk in the better way and also keep your head down. But you don't want to choose nisyonos. That's a second important point in this bracha. A third important point, and then we'll stop, is v'targileinu b'sor asecha. What does it mean, targileinu? Accustom us to learn Torah. Habituate us to learn Torah. So this is an idea. This is the idea of good habits. It's a great idea to develop good habits. When you're young...
What?
This is the bracha of Hamar B'Shena. When you're young, you make your habits. When you're old, your habits make you. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal says here, in Rabbi Avigdor Miller Speaks, Volume 2, page 139, habit is one of the great reasons for our success in the world. He says we have free will. We think free will is the opposite of acting through habit. But we pray to Hashem, we're asking for the power of habit to assist us in observing the Torah. When people... The factor of habit is one of the great reasons for our success in the world. If you train yourself in a certain habit, then it continues. Some people train themselves to be careful how they talk. They work on it for a day, for a week, for a month, and then it's like a given. Yeah, oh, wait, I don't talk about that stuff. And it becomes a part of you. It's an amazing thing. He gives examples, habits of how when to stop eating, etc. You want to train yourself with good habits, and so, because once you're in the habit, then it becomes almost natural. Then you're saying, wait a second, if it becomes natural, so then there's no nisayon anymore, so you're going to get less schar? Interesting question. Got the question?
Yeah.
You worked on yourself to train yourself, and now it's a given, and now there's no struggle anymore. So, you know, let's say a person never ate treif in his life ever. He never went to a McDonald's ever. So when he walks by a McDonald's, he gets, and doesn't go in, he gets minimal schar. Because it's not part of his bechira, really. It was never part of his bechira. But let's say a person had to train himself to not eat something that he wasn't supposed to eat. So when he was fighting, he got schar for that. Now he's done it for 10 years. And he walks by and he doesn't eat it. So he also gets minimal schar? No. He gets a lot of schar. He gets a lot of schar. But why? Oh, listen to this. If you're only good because of habit and not because of free will you be rewarded for it? A tzaddik who has trained himself all his life to be careful about what he eats is in the habit of eating only what is luckily acceptable. If someone offers him food of questionable contrast, he can't eat it. Will he get a reward for it? Rabbi Sol Salanter set forth the principle. When someone finds it easy to avoid doing wrong things, he gets full reward because he made it easy for himself. Ufum Sara Agra. That work you put in to get to this new habit, that was hard work. And now that you've gotten to the point where there's almost no bechira anymore, you're getting the full schar. Because the reason why there's no bechira, the reason why it's so easy now is because of that hard work. So every time you walk by, that's an amazing sentence. If a tzaddik finds it easy to avoid doing wrong things, he gets full reward for it because he made it easy himself. If you have trained yourself in good habits, many mitzvahs are not difficult anymore. Nevertheless, you'll be rewarded greatly for these mitzvahs because you are the one who made them easy to do. Hashem gave us this great assistance of hergel in our efforts to gain perfection. It's a beautiful concept. So work on yourselves. Develop these good habits and ask Hashem to develop the good habits, and then it becomes a given, and then you get the full schar every time. This bracha is an incredible bracha. Number one, Hashem helps us remove all of the remnants of sleep. Not just that we have a koach, not just that we have koach, but get rid of all the remnants of sleep. We're wide awake, we're ready to go. That's what the bracha, Hamar B'Shem, that the bracha starts with. Number two, the last bracha of Brichas HaShachar. Number two, we ask Hashem for all these things. Why? Because you want to start the day off right. You just thank Hashem for the basics. You have all your strength now. You're ready to go. Ask Hashem to help you and have a good day of Avodas Hashem. You want to start the day off on the right foot. The first big tefillah of the day. The first big thing we ask for. It's like a mini Shemoneh Esrei. It's amazing, this bracha. Hashem, help me have a good day. You want to start the day off right. Number three, we're asking Hashem to help us serve Him better. How does that work? The answer is, tefillah is a maisa, and tefillah helps affect your bechira chavshis. I gave you the source in a Bevensal. It's a deep idea. Part of what you're supposed to choose to do is ask Hashem to help you serve Him better. It's a deep idea. And that's what this bracha talks about. Number four, avoid nisyonos. Number five, ask Hashem to help us develop good habits. One last technical point. Brachos, normally brachos that are long, begin and end in a similar way.
The bracha.
The psika, but the theme of the psika of a bracha normally is similar to the theme of the closure of the bracha. Here it's not so much. The psika is Hashem removes sleep, and the chasima is, the end is, Hashem does kindnesses for us. So Tosfos asked this question in brachos, on Daf Mem Vav. And he says that the fact that Hashem removes all of the vestiges of sleep and lets us be wide awake, that's a big chesed. Hello. The fact that Hashem helps you be wide awake, that is a chesed. So the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha in that way are similar. Hashem, thank you for helping me get rid of all of the remnants of sleep and I'm wide awake now. And then at the end we say, and Hashem, you do good things for us. That's one of the good things. Just we brought in the bracha, as we said, that Hashem should do all these good things for us and help Him serve Him well. Guys, we've worked on the Birchas HaShachar. I've tried to give you certain ideas to think about. If you think about even one of these ideas a day, it's a game changer. Each bracha, think of one idea. I'll give you one piece of advice. The way to make progress in life is small steps. So you choose one or two brachas a day, and some of the ideas we mentioned, think about them every day for a month. And then it's going to be ingrained. Then it'll be a habit.
Yeah,
it'll, hold on. It'll be a habit. It'll be a habit. And then you work on the next two brachos. That's a way to do things. And then eventually, a person makes tremendous strides.